SoCal's Country Station 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. Volunteers for Veterans Foundation, which provides assistance, emergency shelter, and crisis management to all active and retired veterans, among many, many other things, is hosting a stand-up comedy show on Saturday, September 21st at the San Bernardino Elks. Betty Volk, financial coordinator for Volunteers for Veterans Foundation, is here to tell us more. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for inviting us back. I truly feel honored to be here today.
Well, we are honored to have you with us. Start by telling us, for someone who may not know, what is Volunteers for Veterans and how did that get started?
Volunteers for Veterans was created in 2009. It was a spinoff from the Veterans Car Show that was created in 1999, I believe it was, or 90. And we did a car show for 25 years. But in 2009, we were blessed to raise an extremely amount of money, so we decided that we should no longer operate under the umbrella of the VA, but to create our own nonprofit. So we did so, and that's how Volunteers for Veterans was created. Many people were involved in the creation of the foundation and definitely in the support of the car show. My husband was one of the founders of the car show and served on our board as the president for every year and retired last year. Now, Butch Schultz, who was always a committee member, is now the president of the foundation, very large supporter of our military community.
And how did you get involved?
Well, I was married to Larry Volk, as I still am, and whatever he does, I do. His passion was there, and people say, ask me, where has my passion come from? It's because of my husband, because the veterans community and the homeless community was and still are very, very important to him. Our whole family, our kids were involved in the car show. They worked the gate for many years when the car show was still in existence. And today, we still have all their support. But mainly my passion comes from, I never walked the walk. Somebody paid that price for me. Somebody went to bed at night, said a prayer that their loved one, their son, their daughter, their husband, were safe and would come home to them. Some prayers were not answered. They did not come home. But I never had to walk that walk. So for those people and all of our military, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart for our freedom and being there for us. And so the least we can do as a community and as a world is give back to those people. Not only the military, but the families, the children who may never see their parents again. But how many holidays did they not have them? Because they're out there fighting and taking care of our freedom.
Volunteers for Veterans does so many things for the veteran and military communities. As best possible, can you share what some of those are?
The best way to I say it is that everything that we take for granted is what we do. I think the main difference between us and many other wonderful organizations that help our veterans is that we don't have a long process time. I mean, normally if I get a request, the request is taken care of before the paperwork is done. And then I ask my caseworkers to make sure I get my paperwork so I'm legal. But if you're getting your electricity turned off tomorrow and they can prove to me that it's happening and I can go online and I can pay it online, I'm going to get that done. And then tomorrow, the caseworker can fill out the paperwork and give it to me. So we're not any better than anybody else. Maybe I just move a little faster sometimes. And that sometimes that's a good thing, and sometimes it's a bad thing. But I'm very, very passionate about what I do personally. And I'm so grateful that my foundation has allowed me to become the voice and the face of a great cause, helping our veterans. But I could not do this on my own without the support of every board member, every supporter, and all of my volunteers. I am so blessed to have a team of volunteers that come out to Loma Linda Veterans Village on a weekly basis. Rich drives in from Chino Hills. Gina and Sharon drive in from Ontario. Jennifer and Joan drive in from Yucaipa and Cherry Valley. And then I have all my local volunteers. But these people had drive in. Rich drives over a half hour to get to me every Thursday. And he brings 2 dozen donuts. So we're just blessed as a group with our volunteers and our supporters. So numerous. One of our very large supporters is Stater Brothers Charity. They presented us with a check this year for $50,000 that will go a long ways helping our veterans.
When you're at the Veterans Villages, what are some of the things you do there?
Well, on a weekly basis, we give away food items, dry goods, canned goods. When we're blessed, I either buy or get donated from another wonderful supporter. Is Elks Veterans Committee in Redlands. They are a large supporter of us, and they provide funding to us to be able to purchase items for our pantry. But we not only do food on a monthly basis. 1 month we'll give away paper products, which will consist of toilet paper, paper towels, napkins, paper plates, paper cups. On another month, we'll give away hygiene items, everything, again, that we take for granted. Then periodically, we give away clothing, and I'm not talking about used clothing. This is new clothing. We purchase items from a website called Good360 that I shop all the time and get it delivered and take it out there. And we do toys, we do jackets, clothing. And another big supporter of ours is Bama Socks. We get at least 10,000 pairs a year. That's a lot of socks. That's 40 cases. And each case has 250 Bama Socks. So we get those in our area, and then we give them out to 20 different organizations. So we're kind of like a hub for Bama Socks. But we give them away to our veterans all the time. And then, like with back to school coming up, we'll do backpacks, and every kid will get Bama Socks for school. They'll get at least 10 pair. So it's crazy what we do. People donate electric scooters, and we find a veteran for it. Walkers, we find a veteran for it. One of the craziest donations we ever got, and people laugh when I tell them, we got cases of motor oil. Of course, I'm not going to turn any donation away, but it was like, okay, I'm thinking we're going to give everybody just two bottles of motor oil. And somebody says to me, you know, it takes at least six to change it yourself. Okay, then let's give them all a case. So I was able to get rid of it much faster. So just about anything. Underwear, hygiene items, mainly their dignity back. So you're a homeless person and you move into Loma Linda Veterans Village or March or one of the other ones in our Inland Empire. But I'll use Loma Linda as an example. You move in and you've come from homelessness. You don't have anything. So when you move in, you get to shop what we have in one of our garages. You get a whole new set of dishes, pots and pans, silverware, you name it, anything to set up your kitchen, anything to set up your bedroom. We'll supply you with food items. We'll supply you with hygiene items, cleaning items. And if you need a bed, we'll work on that too. You need furniture, we'll submit a request to Heroes Warehouse, and hopefully they'll be able to help us with that. If not, we'll send you into Orange County to Patriots and Paws. And they'll help us with that. So my goal is to make sure that when they move in, they feel like they've come home. What good is it to give them a place to live with a set of keys and say, have a good life? No, they need toilet paper. They need shampoo. They need cooking stuff. It just, to see the joy in their face is so wonderful. And I'll tell you a quick story. Some time back, we were able to deliver some home items to a veteran. Shortly after that, within a month, he was in the hospital and his prognosis was not going to allow him to come home again. His sister called me and wanted to know if I wanted my items back. And I said, no, but why don't you see if the property management will share those with whoever else lives on site? And she goes, well, I really feel bad, but I wanted to let you know that he may not have got to utilize his items for very long. But he called her the day that we delivered the product and was so excited and said to her, hey, sis, I just got all my welcome home stuff. I have brand new dishes. None of them are chipped. They're coming out of a box. My silverware all matches. My pots and pans are clean. Everything is brand new in a box. And she shared with me that she had not heard that amount of joy in her brother's voice for quite a while. So we accomplished what we wanted to do. We gave him back his dignity.
I'm speaking with Betty Volk, financial coordinator for the Volunteers for Veterans Foundation. What would you say is the biggest need that VFVF has right now?
Hygiene and canned goods, funding to be able to purchase fresh meat and fresh vegetables. But truthfully, anything your heart wants to give, will be appreciated. You know, Larry taught me that one years ago when he used to go in and ask for sponsorships for the car show. And people would say, well, what do you need? And he goes, whatever you want to give me. He, and his theory was, if I walk out of there with a t-shirt and a hat, that's more than I had. And if I walk out of there with a nice check, that's even better yet. So whatever you think you want to give, just give from your heart. Give something that you would be proud to put in your home, happy to give as a gift to someone you love, because we love our veterans. So any donation should be given with that concept. Not something that you think it's bad and you just want to get rid of. Throw it in the trash, because your veterans don't deserve that. So always give from your heart and be proud of what you're giving.
Tell us about your upcoming comedy show.
Well, I got involved in this because I went into Oceanside to support another nonprofit that was doing one. And it was so awesome because all the comedians were veterans. And you could see the people in the audience who had that humor, and they were veterans. So I had a great time and decided that I wanted to do that. Yes, I would love it to be a fundraiser. I can't lie about that. But my main objective is to be able to get veterans there to enjoy a night of entertainment that they would not be able to afford. And that is being made possible by KW Wealth. They came on as my platinum sponsor. That entitles them to a table for themselves of 10 and a table of 10 that will be donated to our veterans. Mm-hmm. We have many other sponsors that have come on as our gold sponsorship, Vietnam Veterans of America Chapter 47, Serenity Lodge, Working Dogs for Warriors, Grand National Truck Show, Special Angels Foundation, and Patriots in Pause. They all have sponsored their own gold sponsorship. So we're going to have a lot of people there, and hopefully right now we'll have at least 20 veterans that are sponsored to be at the event by generous donors. If anybody would like to attend, you can either buy a ticket for yourself for $60 or sponsor a veteran for $60 to attend. It's going to be Saturday, September the 21st. It starts at 5 and ends approximately between 8:30 and 9. Tickets can be purchased through our website, which is Volunteers for Veterans Foundation or vfvfoundation.com. You can also email me at 14@gmail.com, and I will be happy to email you back the information on purchasing tickets for the event.
Tell us about some of the comedians who'll be performing.
Well, I personally don't know them, but they are all veterans, so I'm quite excited about that, and that we are working with another group to obtain these veterans. I'm excited to have them there and honor their service to our country by having them perform for us.
I've been speaking with Betty Volk, financial coordinator for the Volunteers for Veterans Foundation. If someone wanted to get involved with VFVF, how could they do that? Either by making a donation or by getting tickets to the show or by volunteering?
Well, the easiest way would be one of the contacts that I just gave you, but you could always call 909-350-9816. That is my foundation phone. I don't always answer, but leave a message, and I promise you I will get back to you. And again, you can always email me at 14victorfrank@gmail.com.
That's 14vfvf@gmail.com. And give us your website one more time.
vfvfoundation.com.
And anything else you think we should know?
Every day, there is a veteran out there that needs your help in one way or the other. If you see them, always thank them for their service. But sometimes just give them a smile. They're very appreciative. And if you ever want to come out and see what we do firsthand, please reach out. I'd love to show you what we do, especially at Loma Linda. That's my home base. But there are so many other places. March Veterans Village is putting a car show on, and we are on Facebook. If you go on our Facebook page, Volunteers for Veterans Foundation, you'll see all the postings of what we do on a weekly basis. And I love to share information of what other groups are doing on our page also. So come out, jump on the Facebook page, say hi, let us know that you heard us today, and we would love to have you as a visitor at our village.
Thank you so much for talking with us today, and thank you for making a difference in our community.
You're quite welcome. It's an honor to be here, and hopefully we can promote our comedy show and get more tickets sold.